In late July, Ivan Moore Research found Joe Miller polling more than 30 points behind incumbent Lisa Murkowski. At the time, Moore told APRN it didn't look like Miller could even get close to Murkowski in the primary with numbers like that. But what a difference a few weeks makes. Moore says a number of factors led to Miller's surprise win, including the type of primary in Alaska.
I think this is the end result of the closed primary system that was put in place by the Republicans a while ago, that closes the Republican ballot to just Republicans and N's and U's who choose that ballot. What we have is a situation where that leads to the successful election of people who are not as moderate, who are more extreme in their views.
That was a fairly small percentage of Alaskan voters. How does this primary translate to the November election?
Well, it's a whole different kettle of fish in November. Not only do you get all the Democrats and the Libertarians and the Alaska Independents coming into the room, you also get all the nonpartisans and the undeclareds who didn't pick the Republican ballot. But perhaps even more important than that, you've got a tremendous skewing in primary elections. You get people who are more inclined to be primary voters than others. There are people who turn out very regularly for primary elections. Primary voters tend to be more affiliated with the actual parties and consider selection of a candidate in a primary to be more their responsibility. And then the other thing, of course, was the existence of Prop 2 on the ballot, which was the parental notification, which brought out, I'm pretty sure, I don't have any facts to back this up, but I think it was fairly clear that Prop 2 motivated on the yes side of the spectrum, the vast majority of whom were Joe Miller supporters, brought them out, you know, to the point where the profile of people who voted in the Republican primary, both demographically and ideologically, was nothing like the profile of what we'll see in the general election. And I think the danger that Joe Miller runs right now is that while he succeeded in the primary, he may have put himself in a situation where he's not palatable to the people that show up in November. What will happen, we'll just have to wait and see. One thing's for sure is that only in Alaska can stuff like this happen.
You mentioned in the Anchorage Daily News online article that Lisa Murkowski really didn't do a good job in painting a picture for the voters of who Joe Miller really is. Why not? Why do you think she didn't do that?
It's the heartburn that a lot of candidates have for engaging in negative campaigning. When you've got a situation where you're being attacked by an opponent, some candidates have this feeling that taking the high road is the way to go. And I think Lisa specifically used those words, that she was taking the high road. I think there was a certain amount of overconfidence and a certain amount of not taking the threat of Joe Miller seriously. Probably up until the last days, anyway, probably thought that winning in the primary was going to be a bit of a breeze. And, you know, I think generally speaking, in Lisa's defense, I can understand how that happened. I don't think there were a lot of people who really thought that Joe Miller would mount that close of a challenge, even right up until the end. Lisa, starting off as someone who was viewed pretty positively and who had $2.4 million in the bank, by all accounts, should never have put herself in a situation where, come primary day, she was uncertain about what the result was going to be. And the blame for that has got to fall squarely on her campaign.
Ivan Moore is a pollster in Anchorage.